In Ukraine today, news of a deal between the opposition and the government to allow a repeat of the country's discredited presidential election. It's scheduled to go ahead on December 26th. The agreement reportedly calls for some reduction of presidential powers in exchange for electoral reforms, among them changes to the Central Election Committee. The deal would clear the way for outgoing President Leonid Kuchma to formally fire Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. Yanukovych's victory in the presidential vote was tossed out by the Ukrainian Supreme Court because of fraud. His firing has already been approved by Parliament. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Kiev.
Today's evident deal came after Prime Minister Yanukovych had not appeared in public for several days. Since then, many of his top campaign officials have quit. Another blow came when President Kuchma effectively renounced his own protege, saying if he were Yanukovych, he would not stand in the December 26th runoff. The news that President Kuchma and the opposition had reportedly reached an agreement was another huge setback to Yanukovych. Today, Yanukovych angrily lashed out at Kuchma and others who have deserted him.
I had hopes for decency from my partners, but it doesn't mean that all of those who sought to be in my team were my allies. Now our team has been cleaned of cowards and carpetbaggers, and thank God, now we will rely on our real supporters.
Prime Minister Yanukovych is attempting to recast himself as the real candidate of change. He said his alliance with President Kuchma, discredited by scandals, an authoritarian bent, and subservience to old colonial master Russia, had not been easy. And Yanukovych tried to paint Kuchma and opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko as part of the same old guard, an allusion to a stint by Yushchenko as prime minister several years ago.
What's occurring is an attempt to punish a politician who has been too independent. Neither the current or the past authorities can forgive my successes.
Yanukovych accused the opposition of trying to create what he called a repressive Ukrainian state backed by foreign spies. Roman Olarchuk writes for the Kiev Post newspaper. Olarchuk says Yanukovych is obviously surprised about being essentially disowned by the Ukrainian president.
I think he found himself in a difficult position. I think he was used as a technical candidate by some of the more influential power brokers closer to Kuchma. I think that he never expected the protest to get so big, and he's a little bit in disarray.
Kuchma just today again insisted the powers of the presidency be watered down, and many of them given to parliament, in order to avoid more divisive elections. The election has split the western part of Ukraine and the capital Kiev from the heavily Russian-speaking eastern third of the country, where there's more pro-government sentiment. Journalist Roman Olarchuk says the government's motives for constitutional change are clear.
The regime's current attempts to change the constitution, it's nothing new. It's been going on for the last year. Their entire motivation for doing this is to ensure that when and if Yushchenko comes to power, that he doesn't have full presidential powers, because they're afraid that he will prosecute them.
Olarchuk says the Kuchma regime is acting like its days are numbered. It's not even clear if it still has the support of Russia, which had backed the government in order to preserve its influence here. Meanwhile, thousands of people continue to flock into a now dirty and slushy independent square for a 15th day of opposition rallies that have become part political catharsis, part rock concert, and part carnival. Olya, a woman dressed in a 19th century traditional costume, paraded her pet rooster from the top of an open Jeep. We've come here to make the orange revolution, she said, referring to the opposition's trademark colors. We've woken up and we're not leaving until this rotten government is out. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.